greetings and welcome. My name is Matt Schweitzer, and I'll be your host for about the next 2.5 hours. And you're tuned into this, the 398th edition of the Canvas Prog Hour. The Canvas Prog Hour is brought to you by Canvas Productions, and we're on the internet at canvasproductions.net. And this is a special edition of the Canvas Prog Hour. We've got an interview with Steve Lukather talking about the new album called Transition. And we'll play enough tracks from that album and a whole bunch of others to try to convince you to go out and buy what you hear on the show. And leading things off, we've got Santana from the 1979 album Marathon. And this is Alex Lingertwood on vocals, Graham Lear on drums. And here's a track called All I Ever Wanted.
We're not That was good.
Good?
Sounded good.
Sounded good, I think.
Once again.
That's funny.
Sounded good.
Once again.
Good.
Sounded good.
But
1976 from the album Wired. That's Jeff Beck, and the first track from the album Lead Boots. And he's with Narada Michael Walden on drums there, Wilbur Bascom on bass, Max Middleton on clavinet, and Jan Hummer on synth. And before that, from back in 2004, the Jelly Jam from their second album called Two, and the song we heard was called Coming Round. That's Ty Tabor on guitar and vocals, John Myung on bass, and Rod Morgenstein on drums. And up next, we've got a band called Special Providence, and their latest album is Soul Alert, and from that, here's a track called Lazy Boy. We'll be right back.
Mike Portnoy, and you're hanging right here on the Canvas Prague Hour.
Try it again, but from the Blue Ocean thing into that.
Where should the Blue Ocean thing come in, like, immediately after the chorus?
Maybe not.
I thought it. Cause
maybe
I thought
one
it
time
didn't.
Through without
one
it.
Time
a little setup, right?
Okay.
From the topping, no stopping.
Nice.
Stand by studio, and good luck.
Written on the wall, but it never really came to us at all. It's an elementary thing, the answer to the call that will lead us to the great unending hall. With the wheel of emotion that is always turning, landing where seems wrong, and the good don't ever last for very long. Call it miracle or fate, either one is long since gone, but there's just enough to keep you hanging on. With your own commotion and your senses telling there is so
That's Flying Colors from their self-titled 2012 album, and that's the first one from it called Blue Ocean. And they are Steve Morris guitar, Casey McPherson vocals, Neil Morris keyboards and vocals, Dave LaRue the bass, and Mike Portnoy drums and vocals. Up next, we've got the interview with Steve Lukather, and Greg Lounsbury is going to talk to Steve about some Toto from the first album, and then get to the first track from the new album, Transition.
How you doing, man?
Pretty good. This is Greg Lounsbury with the Canvas Prog Hour, and we're talking tonight with Steve Lukather. Well, we all remember when the first Toto album came out, and of course, we all bought copies as well.
Well, thank you.
Tell us something about the song Girl Goodbye.
Well, it was one of the first jams we did when we were... You have to understand, I've known these guys for my whole life. I mean, you know, the Toto guys, we started out together. You know, Jeff Ficarra was in Steely Dan when I was still in high school. So, I mean, I was out here, all the brothers and myself and Mike Landau, we were the guitar players in the band, and we were all studying music together and all fired up. Some of us had aspirations to be session musicians, and we always wanted to have a band, and we put this band together coming out of the Boz Scaggs experience back then from the Silk Degrees record, and that just came about. We started jamming. David Page is a great songwriter, and he had these great songs, so we just went in and played them. I was still a teenager at the time we did the first album. It's hard to believe. It's been 35 years, 36 almost, 36 since we started the album. Known the guys for 40 years, so I blinked and all this time went by. Wow, what happened? We'll be right back.
have a new album out called Transition, and tell us something about this album.
It's kind of a snapshot of where I'm at in 2012. I started it actually at the end of a year ago, December, and was able to work on it on and off throughout the course of the year because I did 5 different tours with different artists last year, so it's been a busy year. You know, I just went in there with a blank canvas and kind of like just let things happen organically, and that's what went down. Me and my songwriting partner and also co-producer CJ Vanston started from the first note of the song Judgment Day, which is a cut one side one. That was the first song we wrote, and by accident, the order in which it ends up on the record is the way it is, the order in which the songs are written. So it kind of follows through a loose concept of, you know, starting out from one point of view and ending up rather quietly going and reflective. Just had fun doing it. No rules, you know. I'm not trying to write a hit single. I don't want to do that. I want to just be an artist and have fun with the creative process. And I was able to use so many great musicians and friends and my live band. We just had a blast doing it. Worked really hard on it. So I think it's come out pretty good. I mean, if I can say that myself.
Jump back, turn around, you'll realize you're running from your history.
new album by Steve Lukather. That's track one, Judgment Day. And before that, we heard Toto from the 1978 debut, and that's Girl Goodbye. And stay tuned for more of the Steve Lukather interview. And that's a wrap for part one right here on the
Canvas Prize.